From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump defends himself in a series of tweets. President Trump said he never asked the FBI director to end an investigation of his one-time national security advisor, Michael Flynn, about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents and said he will cooperate with investigators looking into alleged Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election and whether the Trump campaign colluded with Moscow. Jack Rice is a criminal defense attorney.
What this means is they're getting absolute cooperation from Mike Flynn, which means he's going to gut himself and give them everything that he's got and anything else that he can get. But what makes this most significant is he makes the point very clear that he didn't do this alone. His contact with the Russians wasn't a rogue operation.
Some have suggested Michael Flynn was in direct contact with persons at the top of the Trump transition team. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he will ask the U.S. military to no longer send military dependents to South Korea in light of potential threats from North Korea. Graham's comments followed those by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, who says the chances of war with North Korea are increasing every day. The Trump administration has vowed to deny North Korea the capability of striking the U.S. homeland. Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Khagan Abbasi said Monday at the start of talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis that Pakistan is committed to the war against terror and wants nothing more than peace in Afghanistan. Secretary Mattis did not offer any public comment on Monday's talks. This is VOA News. Gun battles erupted in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a as the alliance between the Iran-backed Shiite rebels known as the Houthis and former President Ali Abdullah Saleh appeared to have fallen apart. Former U.S. Ambassador David Mack, now with the Middle East Institute, knows Saleh.
But he's also somebody who wants to enjoy a good relationship with Western governments and with the United Nations. He showed that when he was in power in Yemen before and when he was a close partner of the United States in dealing with certain terrorist activities that were having their base from within Yemen.
Clashes erupted last week when Saleh accused the rebels of storming his giant mosque in Sana'a and attacking his nephew. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is warning a U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv could destroy the Middle East peace process. A senior Trump administration official said last week the president could make his announcement this week recognizing Jerusalem as the capital but put off physically moving the embassy. Michael Fisher Bach is a Middle East scholar at Randolph-Macon College.
Israeli-Palestinian peace process that the U.S. has been trying to shepherd. It's a game changer as well in that it marks a drastic shift in American policy.
Mr. Trump made designating Jerusalem the Israeli capital one of his campaign promises. Catalonia back in the news today as a Spanish Supreme Court judge ordered the release of six jailed Catalan politicians on Monday, but upheld the continued detention of two separatist activists and two other former members of the regional government, including the vice president. Magistrate Pablo Llarena ordered ousted Catalan Vice President Oriol Junqueras, the former regional interior minister Joaquim Forn, and the leaders of two Catalan separatist groups to remain in jail without bail. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his country will launch a cryptocurrency or digital currency to circumvent what he called a financial blockade by the U.S. government. The new currency will be called the Petro and will be backed by the socialist-run OPEC nation's oil, gold, and mineral reserves. After shaking the halls of the U.S. Congress, network newsrooms, and Hollywood, a sex abuse scandal has now reached the epitome of America's high culture, New York's Metropolitan Opera. It has suspended famed longtime conductor James Levine because of allegations he sexually abused as many as three teenage boys more than 30 years ago. Levine is the latest public figure to fight for his professional and political life after allegations of sexual misconduct. And the United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration. The UN General Assembly unanimously adopted the declaration, pledging to uphold the rights of refugees. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.